when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street.
Inside, painted candy canes on the tree. Santa's on his way. He's filled his sleigh with things. Things for you and for me. It's that time of year when the world falls in love. Every song you hear seems to say Merry Christmas. May your New Year dreams come true. This song of mine, in three-quarter time, wishes you and yours the same thing too.
Indeed, it is that time of year. It's time for our annual holiday show here on Broadway to Main Street. Hello, this is Larry Mazlon, your host here on WPPB 88.3 FM, emanating today out of the bustling studio here on Broadway. Where else would we want to be but Broadway? And I'm thrilled today to have as our special holiday guest T. Oliver Reed, whose vocal stylings have amused and entertained us certainly recently, and is currently performing on the stage of Circle and Square in a tremendous revival of Once on This Island, which we'll get to. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Thank you for helping to fill our stocking. I want to tell listeners, of course, that we are underwritten by the Ira and Leonore Gershwin Philanthropic Fund. And also to remind people, as I will, that this is the time of year where you may want to think about making a donation to WPPB 88.3 FM, and I'll return to that. But let us go to some of the selections that T has brought us today. One of my favorite songs, The Christmas Waltz. I just love it. Tell us why you picked that.
You know, it's one of my favorites as well. I first heard it late in life, literally about 5 years ago. And there is something about this song that makes me think of going from department store to department store, filling stockings, you know, with stocking stuffers and just stocking stuffers, and just seeing the windows and snow falling. It really just sort of brings all of the Christmas spirit to me.
And Leslie Odom, fairly new. Is this a new album?
This is about a year old, I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
So Broadway Even Now, and he's the SOB who recorded the Christmas album, as he says in Hamilton. Well, T, as I mentioned, we actually played you a couple years ago on Broadway to Main Street from your album when you did a Cole Porter a concert out in West Hampton.
Yes.
And I just love this track. Tell me the name of your album again.
Do I Love You.
Do I Love You. And here is, I guess, the title track. Let's hear a little of T. Oliver Reed, ladies and gentlemen.
After that sweet summer afternoon, when for the first time I saw you appear, dreaming of you, I composed a tune. So won't you listen, listen to it, dear? Do I love you? Do I? Doesn't one and one make two? Do I love you? Do I? Does July need a sky of blue? Would I miss you? Would I, if you ever should go away? If the sun should desert the day, what would life be? Will I leave you? Never could the ocean leave the shore. Will I worship you forever? Isn't heaven forevermore? Do I love you? Do I? Oh, my dear, it's so easy to see. Don't you know I do? Don't I show you I do? Just as you love me. Do I love you? Do I? Oh, my dear, it's so easy to see. Don't you know I do? Don't I show you I do? Just as you.
With the lovely piano stylings of Larry Bud Yerman. What a great cut there, T.
Thank you very much.
So what we try to do for the holiday show is to lean on the Broadway side of the street for some of these great songs of the season. Kathleen Battle is not particularly a Broadway person.
No, she is not. And I'm very happy to say she's never tried to sing the Broadway canon, which makes me like some others.
But this is a fantastic song. Tell us what it means to you and why you picked it.
Well, my background in college, I studied vocal performance in a conservatory and an opera major. And so I spent a lot of my sort of formative artistic years listening to Kathleen Battle and Frederica von Stade and Jesse Norman and Leontine Price and, you know, Thomas Hampson and the bunch. And this, she always resonated with me. There was something about her that was a little more glamorous, I think, than the normal opera star, as glamorous as they are. But she seemed like she was really a huge, like, star, movie star. She was covering all of them.
She had such presence.
She had such presence. And my first big concert seeing someone at Carnegie Hall was seeing her.
Wow.
And it changed my life. But Mary Had a Baby is one of these songs that's always been a part of my life. It's something that, you know, as a child during the Christmas season was always sung in church by someone. So
fantastic. Kathleen Battle.
Mm-hmm. gal strutting with her bow through the streets covered white with snow. Happy smiles everywhere you go. It's Christmas night in Harlem. People are feeling mighty good in that good old neighborhood. Yeah, it now be it understood. Christmas night in Harlem. Oh, everyone is gonna sit up until after three. Everyone, we be all lit up like a Christmas tree. Oh, come on now, every Jane and Joe, greet your sweet neat the mistletoe with a kiss and a hidey ho. Christmas night in Harlem. Sit up until after three. Everyone be all lit up like a Christmas tree. Come on now, every Jane and Joe, greet your sweet niece to mistletoe with a kiss and a hi-ho. Christmas night in Harlem. Full of belly to it. Oh, what a night in Harlem. Oh, come on now, every Jane and Joe, I greet your sweet neat the mistletoe. With the
from the sublime to the ridiculous, or the fantastic. That was Christmas Night in Harlem. And I'm with my guest today for our holiday show, 2017, T. Oliver Reed, who was in After Midnight, a great tribute to Harlem, what, 2 years ago? 2-3 years ago?
3 years ago.
On Broadway. Yeah. What a great show that was. I know from our conversations, we're colleagues together at the graduate acting program at NYU, that there's an individual performer that we both adore, who you admire particularly, and that's Bobby Short.
That is very true. I have been called a modern day Bobby Short, which is a huge compliment.
Almost a tautology. He was pretty modern.
He was, yes.
But he's not with us now.
He's no longer with us, and I don't play the piano. I do play the piano, but you'd not want to hear it.
Uh-huh.
So that's the difference. But yeah, everything about the way he loved and cared for and sang a lyric. And the ease with which he, you know, sort of gave his heart and explaining a song and making it as personal as possible.
And he had a tremendous range, which I guess I don't quite think of him in that way, but as do you. So T managed to find, I said, well, we looked and looked for a Bobby Short Christmas song, and lo and behold, he came up with it.
Uh-huh.
Here's Bobby.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card I write. May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
That just makes me want to order a two-drink minimum at the Carlisle.
Spend all your Christmas money on it, huh?
Yeah, exactly. I know you've also been quite a participant in the Cabaret Convention and the MAC Awards. Mm-hmm. And are you going to do any, do you have any cabaret coming up in 2018?
We have two dates coming up in March, I think the 24th and 31st at the Beach Cafe, which is a new smaller venue on the Upper East Side.
Oh, great.
So those Saturday nights at there'll be dinner ahead of dinner before the show, and the show will start around 9:45.
Wow.
Just enough time for me to run from one theater.
Yeah, right. Like, yes. Barbra Streisand used to do. In terms of cabaret, one of my favorite performers was Barbara Carroll, who left us this year, as did another wonderful Barbara Cook. Mm-hmm. So we're going to get a little doubleheader of two Barbaras who we miss very much, giving us a little Christmas cheer.
Place to go. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. Lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kissed goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, my dear, we're still goodbye. As long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Thank you.
night's sleep, just count your blessings instead of sheep, and you'll fall asleep counting your blessings. When your bankroll is getting small, just think of when you had none at all. Then you'll fall asleep counting your blessings. I think about a nursery and I picture curly heads, and one by one I count them as they slumber in their beds. So if you're worried you can't sleep, just count your blessings instead of sheep, and you'll fall asleep counting your blessings.
Broadway to Main Street, we count our blessings for two beloved Barbaras, Barbara Carroll and Barbara Cook, who unfortunately we lost this year. But if you're listening out there, I hope you count your blessings that we have this show for you once a week, a new episode every week of the year. My goodness. So if you want to count your bank account a little bit and spend a little spondulix for a worthy cause, I suggest you call 1-800-620-8830. That's 1-800-620-8830. 24/7. You can do it anytime you want and make a contribution to WPBB, which is devoted to providing you with original live artistry, not this computer Broadway music you get for people who are seriously examining the computer catalog, right? And we have T. Oliver Reed here in our studio live to talk about Once on This Island and The Holiday. And you appreciate live radio?
I absolutely do.
Of course.
I listen to you all the time, Larry.
Oh, okay. Good answer. Well, let me grab the reins of the holiday sleigh here for a second, and let's go a little bit into our Hanukkah territory. Here are two recordings, one by Woody Guthrie, which I just discovered, about Hanukkah, and then we'll switch it up to one of my favorite performers, Eddie Cantor.
Tip tap toe, happy Hanukkah, around you go. My little latke on your toes. Happy Hanukkah, and around you go. clap your hands. Happy Hanukkah, clap, clap hands. My little strudler on your toes. Happy Hanukkah, and around you go. Jump real high, happy Hanukkah, jump, jump high. My little fruitcake on your toes. Happy Hanukkah, and around you go. Run, run fast, happy Hanukkah, run, run, run. My little sugar pie on your toes. Happy Hanukkah, and around you go. Hop, 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 hoppy Hanukkah, yippity hop. My little shoodly on your toes. Happy Hanukkah, round and around you go. Tip, tap, toe, happy Hanukkah, around you go. Happy Hanukkah on your toes. Happy Hanukkah, round and around you go. Tip, tap, toe, happy Hanukkah, around you go. My little hotkey on your toes. Happy Hanukkah, round and around you go.
Excuse me, Mr. Cantor, I'm from Associated Press.
Yes?
We're interviewing some of the stars out here in Hollywood. Tell me, what do you want for Christmas?
What do I want for Christmas? Well, it's simple and it's plain. It isn't tied with ribbons or wrapped in cellophane. If Santa passes by my stocking, I promise not to mind a lot. The only thing I want for Christmas is just to keep the things that I've got. A pair of loving arms around me, a garden of forget-me-not. The only thing I want for Christmas is just to keep the things that I've got. A friend or two, a peaceful sky of blue, a place to hang my hat when work of day is through. If Santa passes by my chimney, I'll still be happy like as not. The only thing I want for Christmas is just to keep the things that I've got.
If Santa passes by my stocking, I promise not to mind a lot.
The only thing I want for Christmas is just to keep the things that I've got.
A pair of loving arms around me, a garden of forget-me-not.
The only thing I want for Christmas is just to keep the things that I've got. You know, there's a lot of unhappiness in the world today, but we still have peace over here. In this country, we really have Christmas 365 days each year.
If Santa passes by my stocking, I'll still be happy like as not.
The only thing I want for Christmas is just to keep the things.
Just to keep the peace.
Just to keep the peace that I've got.
Well, that's not exactly a Hanukkah song, but you can't get much more Jewish than Eddie Cantor. And we have that great tradition of Jewish songwriters and Jewish performers celebrating the holiday spirit, including Sammy Davis Jr. Now I switched this up for you. This is a song you picked, but I switched artists. So
yes.
The Christmas song?
One of my all-time favorites. I mean, honestly, anyone who sings the song gets, you know, a gold star in my book.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or and on the top of the tree.
Absolutely.
So here is Sammy Davis Jr., who's one of my favorite stars, singing the Christmas song.
All through the year we waited, waited through spring and fall, to hear silver bells ringing and winter time bringing the happiest season of all. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe will help to make the season bright. And tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh, and every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you.
Happy holidays.
Thank you, Sam. Will do. I guess he'd celebrate Christmas and Hanukkah, Sammy Davis Jr.
Every holiday.
Every holiday you got. Every day's a holiday with Sammy. I'm here at Broadway to Main Street today for our holiday program 2017 with T. Oliver Reed, who is currently in Once on This Island, which is the breakthrough smash at the end of the year, and I assume it would make an excellent holiday present, two tickets on the aisle there.
Absolutely.
So tell us a little bit about this particular revival, how you came to it, or what you knew about the show beforehand, and why this is such a spectacular production, which it absolutely is.
Well, I've had the show in my soul for the past 25 years. It's been 27 years since Lynn Ahrens and Stephen Flaherty wrote it, based on the novel My Love by Rosa Guy. And it was the first show that I ever booked right out of college. So it was my first professional job as Daniel. I'm no longer Daniel age appropriate. But the show has been a part of my life since then. And when I heard this revival was happening, I knew it was something that I wanted to somehow be a part of. And it's this beautiful story set in Haiti of a girl from the wrong side of the tracks, you know, as it were, who falls in love with a boy from the other side of the tracks who has a car accident, and she nurses him back to health, and they fall in love, but because of duty and responsibility, he can't marry her. And it's about love and the loss and forgiveness and the choices we make in life, you know.
In quite an elemental context too, right?
Yes.
Because you have the spirits of the spirit world.
Yeah, because of the Haitian background, there is a bit of the spiritualism of voodoo as well as Catholicism. So this all mixed in together, and we have these four gods who really encompass life, sort of the earth and water, as well as love and
death.
And death, yeah.
Yeah. So spirituality and redemption, what could be a better holiday show than that? Your album is going to come out in February?
February, yes.
So in the meantime, we've sort of stitched together some of the performances currently on Broadway and Once on This Island. So enjoy a holiday medley, I guess.
Who knows how high those mountains climb? Who knows how deep those rivers flow? Who knows how wrong a dream can go? Dim moon,
I won't be there to guide your way,
to braid your hair or dry your tears,
as we have done these many years.
Dim moon,
dim moon, what you are we made you, what we gave you took. Now you run without one backward look.
Some girls take hours to paint every perfect nail, fragrant as flowers all powdered and prim and pale. But you are as wild as that wind-blown tree, as dark and as deep as the midnight sea. While they're busy dressing, you lie here warm and bold. Some girls you picture, some you hold.
Oh, look at it, look at it, I'll take you.
Crowd goes wild at Circle in the Square, where Once on This Island is playing. Now, you've worked on how many, 12 Broadway shows?
This is number 12.
Wow. So you've worked with a lot of interesting people, and our next singer is someone you got to work with in After Midnight.
Yes. Miss Fantasia Barrino.
And what was that like?
I have to tell you, it was an amazing experience. I think for her, it was very special because she had already been on Broadway in Color Purple, and Broadway can and cannot be sometimes the best experience, or and she had a less than perfect experience with Color Purple, and I think After Midnight renewed her faith in Broadway, you know, just like a Christmas angel. So
yeah, well, her faith certainly is apparent in this astonishing cut of Silent Night.
Sleep in the heavenly far. Heavenly host, sing hallelujah. Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior is born. Christ the Savior. The Savior is born.
Well, we're wrapping up our 2017 holiday show with T. Oliver Reed. T. Oliver, you picked this next song for a reason?
I did. There's, for me, I think with the holidays is always sort of the idea that, you know, every 365 days, the beginning of the year, we make all these resolutions and hopeful changes for a better year ahead. So the idea that there is something approaching that's going to change our lives again and renew our spirits and focus us on being better than we were this past year.
So redemptive, just like Once on This Island. Yeah. So we're going to close out with a Christmas garland of songs, a trio of garland-esque songs. Here is Barbra Streisand and Judy Garland.
Forget your troubles.
Happy days.
Come on, get happy.
I hear again a change.
All our cares
above are clear again.
Shout hallelujah.
So let's sing a song.
Come on, get happy.
Cheer again.
Get ready.
Happy days
I
hear again.
The sun is shining
together.
Come on, get happy.
Shout it now.
Love
there's no
is
one
to take your
who
hand.
Can tout it now.
Shout hallelujah.
So let's tell the world
and just get happy
about it now.
We're
happy days are here.
Cross a river, soon your cares will all be gone.
There'll be no more from now on. From now on,
forget the troubles and just get happy.
I hear again.
You better change
the sky.
Thank you.
when all the world is a hopeless jumble and the raindrops tumble all around. Heaven opens a magic lane. When all the clouds darken up the skyway, there's a rainbow highway to be found, leading from your windowpane to a place behind the sun, just a step beyond the
was the glorious voice and sensitive rendition of our guest today on Broadway to Main Street's holiday show, T. Oliver Reed. So that's a song that a singer has to sort of, what, roll up his or her sleeves and kind of take a deep breath before they embrace?
Absolutely. I think with songs like Over the Rainbow, you have to be, one, very careful because everyone knows the Judy Garland version of it. And no matter who you are, it's like if you hear One for My Baby. It's immediately Frank Sinatra. So anytime you're going to take on one of those songs, you really have to have one thought of the lyrics, thought of the song, and how you're going to sing it and bring it to the world in a way that's going to honor the original but also bring yourself to it. And with this song Over the Rainbow, it's always been one of my favorites. And many people told me not to sing it, and every time someone told me not to, I said, nope, going to do it anyway. And I think having a man sing the song and not hearing the words and thinking of Judy Garland and another woman's voice, because you'll always think of Judy Garland singing it and compare those ways. But I think with a man singing it, it really allows you to listen to the lyrics in a way that you probably haven't heard them before.
And it struck me as being a surprisingly apt, certainly in the arrangement you did. It feels sort of tinkly and Christmassy as we look forward to 2018.
Larry Bud Yerman for you.
Yeah, he sure is great. Well, I want to thank T. Oliver Reed for joining us today on our holiday show. I want to remind listeners that this is an excellent opportunity to dial 1-800-620-8830. That's 1-800-620-8830. 24/7. You can do it while you're hanging your Christmas stockings and make a contribution to the station, because frankly, we need it, and we provide something to this community that I think is unique, and I hope you embrace it as well. Well, you were talking a little bit about Judy Garland's voice. It is something that is so embroidered into the American soul that, of course, at Christmas time, we turn to her as well for Meet Me in St. Louis, and this is the last selection you picked.
Yes. I know I've said this a couple of times, but this is truly my favorite of the holiday songs.
Well, if you can listen to this without having a tear to your eye, gee, I don't want to know you. happy holidays, T. Thanks for joining us, and happy holiday to all our listeners out there.
Yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year all our troubles will be miles away. Once again, as in olden days, golden days of yore, faithful friends who were near to us will be dear to us once more. Someday soon we all will be together, if the fates allow. Until then, we'll have to muddle through somehow. So have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.